Amen, amen, amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, brother Everton.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. Trying to do some background work here. Yes, but how is everyone doing?
God be the glory.
Amen.
God be the glory.
Mm-hmm. Amen. God is good. Praise God.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes, bless the Lord. I'm so grateful to God. You know, he has been so wonderful. At times we can't even know for sure which side is going to work on, but one thing we do know that is going to come true.
Yes.
You know, yeah, with sometimes if we would have it our way, we'd want to tell him which way to come through for us. But when we let go and let God do the God stuff and we do the servant stuff. Amen. It will make life much easier. Most times we struggle as Christians because we want to do the God things ourselves and not allowing God to do his work in us, in and through us. You know, so we find like a conflicting interest there where we're kicking against a prick, you know, and it hurts. You know, God will continue to surprise us. And as long as we continue to allow him to work in our life, it will be a faith walk. You know, it will be a walk that we least expect the things that comes our way, the challenges. It's not like you're going to say, okay, is a pick and choose challenge. You say, okay, I want this challenge or I want that challenge. No, God knows the challenge to put your way to let you grow. You know, and sometimes it's not anything familiar with what you're used to or what you have been through before, but he always surprises us. And if we are in the Christian on the Christian journey, we must expect God to show up in ways that we least expect. You know, and sometimes it's not always where you plant, you reap from. You know, you may be sowing into somebody's life and expect that person to turn around and bless you. You know, sometimes it doesn't work like that. Sometimes God have another plan for you to bless you elsewhere through another avenue, through another source. You know, and sometimes we get so disappointed and we say, boy, oh, that person is so ungrateful. And, you know, and you can't understand how it work that way. But God is God. You know, it's not every time what you expect you're going to get. Amen. It's more than we can ever think of, more than we can ever imagine. You know, God is God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I miss you all last week. Last week, you know, we were out of town and we had to forego. But thank God for Sister Camille. She has posted a reflection so we can actually I drank so much from it. Sister Camille, God bless you, woman of God. You have been such a tremendous strength to the ministry. And we give God thanks for you. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Let us pray. Lord, we want to thank you for this another opportunity to come before your presence to give you thanks and to feast around your table. We pray even now, mighty God, that you will sit with us. You will teach us, mighty God. Lord, your Holy Spirit is one that teaches. We pray that you will remind us of things even now that will put us at the right standing, the right place with you. Mighty God, I pray that your word will challenge us this evening and cause us, mighty God, to be drawn closer and closer to you. We pray, mighty God, that there will be no distraction. There will be complete focus upon you so we can hear even your still small voice.
Yes.
Mighty God, we pray that you will speak to us, minister to every need that we'll have this evening. No matter what it is, mighty God, I
Yes,
pray
God.
that as your word would come forth, it will erode the very stamina of any problem that would confront us and cause us, mighty God, to be so submissive to your perfect will and to your power. We pray that you will rest, remain, and abide with us now. Even as I speak, mighty God, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. We pray, God, that for those who are on their way to join, even now, that there will be no technical difficulties. They will come on. And Lord God, everything will be clear. We pray for clarity in this line in the name of Jesus. Lord, prepare us in this moment for what you'd have to feed us with in Christ's name and for the glory of Almighty God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
Amen. Yes, this evening we're going to look at the book of Romans. A study of the book of Romans. It's not always an easy book, but anytime you come on to any writing of Paul, it's always deep. Paul deal with doctrine, teaching of the church. Amen. And even though Apostle Peter, in one of his epistles, he said that even our brother Paul, you write some things that are hard to understand. That people would challenge, would find it challenging to their own demise. You know, so we pray this evening that we will actually feast from it and we'll be stronger. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, so there's as we look at the book of Romans, you know, history of it that it was written around AD 57, you know, during Paul's third missionary journey. And, you know, AD would mean I don't another
I
dominion.
don't know my eye.
Yeah, Adonamai. Yes, Sister Grant, you got it. Which is the system traditionally used for dating years after the birth of Jesus Christ. You know, so you'd see mention of BC and AD when you start to study scriptures or theology. You know, you will so it's we as Bible scholars need to understand what those mean. You know, in the year of our Lord, AD stands for in the year of our Lord. You know, so 57 years after the traditional estimated birth of Jesus Christ. So from that we see how powerful the birth of Jesus is. When Jesus was born, it changes time. Because before Jesus' birth, it was before Christ, BC.
Before Christ, BC.
Amen. So when he came on the scene, it changes to
Adon
yes, Ado Domini. Domini.
Domini.
Yeah. So it changed. That's how powerful Christ is. And everyone that is alive have a sense of time with them. And no matter what, we are in time. Amen. And so I don't know what the big deal is. Now scholars want to change it from the AD or the BC rather, because they want to cut Christ out of anything, just like how they cut him out of Christmas. They say instead of Christmas, they say Xmas, you know, because they want to just dissolve the very essence of Christ. And so they want to cut him out of the AD, you know, they want to cut him out of the BC, and they call it the common era.
Common era, yeah.
Yeah, instead, they want to change it around to the common era. But even if they say common era, it still boils down to Christ.
Amen.
Because, you know, no matter what it is, Christ is all and in all.
In
Yep.
all,
You
amen.
know, so they can fight all they want to fight.
Amen.
Yeah, all they want to say, all they want to do. But we know that Christ is all
All
in
in all.
all. Amen. Corinthians was a place where Paul was at, history believes, when he wrote the book of Romans. You know, he was staying in Corinth for a 3 month period, and from there he penned this wonderful book. You know, it's addressed to Romans believers, including Jewish and Gentile Christians. You know, that's a vast variety of a large community there. You know, it is believed, or no, in scripture mention where a founder for the church in Rome was, but it is believed that it was founded by some of the early convert at Pentecost, while they were there in Jerusalem, they would have seen the miraculous work of the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, and they would have seen it, and they would have returned to Rome, and to they would have returned to Rome, and they would have started the church there. Amen. That's one belief that is uncontested so far. Because as when we read Acts chapter 2, verse 10, we see in Acts chapter 2, verse 10. Anyone there?
Acts chapter 2.
Verse 10. Pergilia, Pamphylia, in Egypt and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene and strangers of Rome. Strangers of Rome. You know, Jews and proselytes.
Lights.
Yeah. So it is believed that is those strangers of Rome who were in Jerusalem at that time would have actually gone back to Rome and started the church in Rome. You know, Christians would bring back the faith back home, and they would grow that Jewish and Gentile sect or Christian there in Rome.
Proselytes.
Yes, so the purpose of this book is to present a comprehensive explanation of the gospel, address tension between Jewish and Gentile believers, and lay out the ethical implication of faith in Christ. Amen. That's the intent. That's the intent that believers would, our theologians would have for the book of Rome, the book of Romans.
Romans.
You know, so we see that it blends doctrinal doctrinal exposition, and that's what Christians should believe. You know, that's what we expect Christians to believe, and the practical exaltation of Christian should live. We see that it blends them together and engage the questions such as sin, faith. So you see a lot of justification and faith walk and, you know, righteousness, and we'll see something about the law. You know, we'd learn about Greece, about Israel. You know, yeah, there's a bunch of doctrinal belief that we're going to see unfold to us as we study this great book of Romans. Amen. Yes, so you're in for a ride as we go through studying together, learning together, you know, because even Paul himself in the part, some part of chapter 1, he would have said that he want to go to Rome to visit them in Rome and stuff so that he can impart some spiritual gift to them. And then he would go back and say, not that I would impart some spiritual gift to you only, but we should come together and sharpen each other. You know, I can learn from you as well as you can learn from me. So we're going to see a part of partnership in the gospel works. And you know, I know Paul, you would I was when looking at this scripture, Romans, you know, it let us see how intentional Apostle Paul was. And even in his other epistles, we see how committed he was. He is so careful with the gospel that is entrusted to his care. You know, he takes nothing for granted. And he's a man that when he present something to a church or to any individual or whatever, he expect you to act on it, because he knows from the standpoint of which he's presenting to you is a man that has been there, done that, a man that has entangled in all sort of things that were against Christ. You know, man that persecuted the church, and man that thought he had it right. You know, yeah, he thought he had it right, and he was so wrong, not knowing that he was kicking against a prick. You know, you're persecuting the very Christ. You know, so we see where Paul Paul letter seeks to unite diverse believers around the core gospel. He's try justification by faith apart from works of the law. That's only made possible through Jesus' death and his resurrection. So we see where Paul introduced himself as a servant of Christ. Amen. Said he's a servant of Christ. When you look at Romans chapter 1, rather, verse 1 and 2, we
Amen.
identify his self and his calling. Anyone there want to read chapter verse 1? Read verse 1 to 3. Chapter 1, 1 to 3.
Amen. And it reads, but
Paul, a
Paul.
servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore his prophets in the holy scriptures. Concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. So we see the man himself introducing himself as a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. You see, Paul described himself as a servant, emphasizing total devotion and submission to
Servant,
Christ. He highlight humility right there when he says he's a servant. Now we know he's a servant. He's and many of us don't want to be called a servant.
was humble,
I know many,
humility.
yes, it shows humility. We don't want to be called a servant. It's like the lowest of the lowest. When you say you're a servant in a house or whatever, you're a houseboy or a house servant, and people take you and say, go for this, go fetch that, go get, but Paul think it's think of himself as a servant. It shows that he's obedient to go whenever God said to go, and whenever God says stay, stay. He was submissive to Christ, and that shows his role as a faithful servant. Not only did Paul say he was a servant, but he said he was called. When he say he was called, he mean that he was set apart. And if anybody has been set apart, we know he's Apostle Paul. He has been set apart. His apostleship is not self-made, but divinely appointed. He didn't call himself. He was called by
He
God.
was called,
He was called by God and appointed by God. God specifically chose and set him apart for this purpose. No wonder why you see him take the gospel so serious, because he understand that his calling wasn't man-made or Paul-made. It was God-made.
God made.
And the gospel that he said he was set apart for is concerning his son of God, Jesus. And that's the core message. The core message was that it's centered around Christ, emphasizing that the message itself, the gospel message, is centered around Christ and his work. So my question to you this evening is, what is the gospel?
Good news.
Yes. Yes,
Got
gospel.
good
Any
news of
other
salvation.
answers? The gospel is good
The
news.
gospel is the good news of salvation, that Jesus came and he died and he rose again from the dead. That is a gospel in essence.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Indeed, you're so correct. The gospel is good news about Jesus' life, his
Death and
death,
resurrection.
his resurrection, and the salvation offered to humanity through faith
Through
in
faith
him.
in him. Amen.
Yes, the salvation that is offered by to us as human through faith in Jesus Christ. We have to see his life by reading about it, hearing about Jesus' life, see his death on the cross, and see him resurrected. We have to believe by faith,
My faith.
to accept this great salvation that is offered to us. Faith, 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 faith. It takes faith. Amen.
Yes.
Yes, and next question is, what is the reason of the gospel? What is the reason of this great gospel? We would have seen that in Genesis, where God created a good world. Amen. He says
Yes,
it's good, a
it
good,
is good.
perfect world. It's good. God created a good world. But mankind has sinned and caused the relationship with God to be broken.
Amen.
And as a result, we need to be reconciled. We need a savior.
A savior,
Amen.
a
So
redeemer.
Jesus came and revealed God's kingdom. He reveals not only God's kingdom, but he reveals God's character. And he fulfilled Old Testament promises through his life and through his teachings. So he revealed God's character. He reveals the kingdom of God. It's not fish and bread. Yes, because people would believe that is just eating and being merry and all of
No,
that.
it's not
But
that.
yeah, but he revealed the character
Of
of
God.
God. And you know that we cannot truly hear God's voice unless we know God's character, what God would say, what God
Amen.
would say in this situation. You hear a voice and it don't sound so right. You have to question if you have God's character, if this is really God that is speaking. You have to know his character in order to hear
His
his
voice.
voice. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yes.
so Jesus came and revealed God's kingdom. Amen. Through his life and his teaching. And also the sacrifice and the atonement that he made. Jesus died on the cross to pay the penalty for sin and to
Oh,
restore
yes.
our relationship
If it's God.
with God. That's why he died on the cross, to pay the penalty for our sin and to restore our relationship with God. So we're looking at the reason for the gospel. Resurrection and victory. He was resurrected and he had the victory. Jesus raised from the dead, he's conquering sin and death,
Amen.
offering new life to believers. He conquered sin and he conquered death, offering us new life. So how do we respond to that, to the sacrifice that he has made, the atonement, the resurrection, the victorious ascension? How do we respond to that? By faith, we have to
Faith.
respond.
Amen. Amen.
We have
Faith.
to respond by faith.
Oh,
We
yes.
weren't there. We weren't there over 2,000 years ago when all that unfolds.
Yes.
But we are receiving it now by faith. We're
Yes.
believing.
Yes.
One of the first thing that we have come to realize in Bible study, or as we take up scriptures to see our path, our blueprint forward, we have to acknowledge that the Bible is the word of Almighty God.
Yes.
Authentic,
Oh,
authentic,
yes. Oh, yes.
yes. Infallible word of God. We have to acknowledge that. With
Yes.
if we as Bible students don't acknowledge that, it makes no sense. You have to know for sure that you believe
Oh,
the
God.
word, the
The
Bible,
word.
as the
Yes.
word of God before you
Yes.
can even get any further in
Any
theology and
further, that's right.
mythology or
Faith,
whatever.
infallible word of
Yes.
God.
Yes.
Faith.
Yes. So we are now invited to respond in repentance and faith, receiving forgiveness
Yes,
and the new
Jesus.
life
Yes,
through
Lord.
gospel. The reason for the gospel. Salvation by grace.
By faith,
By
by faith.
yes.
By faith.
by faith, grace, the gift of salvation is by God's grace, not earned by human works, through faith. Yeah, often express itself in action. You know, faith often expresses itself
In
in
action.
action.
Amen.
You
Yes,
know,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
yes, we are not saved by good works.
No, say bye.
Bible tells us that we are not saved by good works. But when you are saved, you must do good work.
Yes, Ephesians 2
Yes.
and verses 8 somewhere there.
Amen. When you are saved, we must do good work. You know, you can't continue dabbling in works that is contrary to Christ and say, okay, you didn't save by good works, so you're going to continue
No.
walking in darkness. No, when you're saved, do good
What
works.
I say to do good
You
works.
know, and all of that would lead to us having a new life and mission. Believers are called to live under God's lordship. You know, grow in holiness. So when you're saved, you don't just remain at saving station.
No,
You
no.
can you continue to progress, you continue to move, you continue to study the word of Almighty God. You don't become dormant and just believe that saying yes and repeating the sinner's prayer is all. You know, there is work to be done. There is a light in you that to shine in this dark world. You have a light that you need to keep lit at all times. There's no place at all that we should turn our lights off. You know,
No.
so turn your light, let your light remain burning when you're at work, when you're at home, when you're at school, anywhere you are, let the light shine.
Fine.
That's what we are called as Christians to do. So not because it's Friday evening after work jam, you must turn off your Christian light and just shake foot with unbelievers and stuff because it's after work jam and it's all right. You know, let your light shine wherever you are. We are called not to hide our light any at all underneath a bushel, you know,
No.
but we must be placed on that hill. We must place on the hilltop so that our light may be seen always. We're representing Christ.
Yes.
Amen. So when we look at verse 1 to 4, that Sister Camille, 1 to 3.
Three. One, two,
Yes.
three, she read.
Yes. And we're now going to look at verses 3 to 4. We have already read 3. So someone did us read 3 again. Read 3 and 4. 3 and 4.
Concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Scott. Yes, so this is essentially like an elevator pitch of the Christian faith. In just 2 verses, the Apostle Paul would summarize the entire identity of Jesus Christ, bridging the gap between ancient Jewish history and the new Christian reality in just those 2 verses. You know, many times you would read an entire scripture, you know, or read the entire chapter or whatever, and we don't get much out of it because we just glance over the words and just read it. But when we spend time and dissect it this way, we get to see deep truth in just 1 or 2 verses. You know, we get to let it take root in our being instead of just
Yes.
gliding through the scriptures. We skip over, because you know that sometimes even the therefore have a lot to do with it, you know. Because when you see therefore in scripture, it means that something before that is
Yes.
important in order to carry on for you
Yes,
to get the full
amen,
gist.
amen,
Yes,
amen, amen.
yes. Yes, in order for you to get the
Amen.
full gist of
Therefore.
what is to come, the therefore and the, you
Yes.
know, so then and whatever, so then shall we continue in sin that grace may
May
abound? God
abound,
forbid,
man. God
you know, if you
forbid.
look at the chapter before that, we realize that what would cause him to say that it would be written in the
Therefore,
script, in the
yes.
chapter before
Therefore,
that,
yeah. I
you know,
agree.
so you and I would be more blessed and understand the word of God more when we take the verses systematically and we learn it and learn it and the context and really let it form our life because it is food. You know, the word of God is food to our spiritual being. We are
Amen.
feasting on
Amen.
it and stuff. So we can't just glide through it, you know. So here in these two verses, that Paul summarizes the entire identity of Christ. You know, concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to
David,
the
according
flesh,
to the
and
flesh,
declared to be the Son of God
Son of
with
God,
power, according to the Spirit of
Spirit of
holiness,
holiness,
by the
the
resurrection
resurrection
from
from
the
the dead.
dead.
Amen.
You know, so here is a deep explanation of a twofold nature of Christ as presented in these verses.
The theology.
Yes. You know, you said you tell us of the human nature. You know, the human nature of Christ. Right? Say that he's a descendant from David.
Right.
You know, who has, when Paul writes, who has to his earthly life was a descendant of David. He's establishing Jesus' legal and historical
Yeah.
credentials. You know,
Humanity, it's humanity.
yeah,
It's
showing that it
humanity.
is human. How would you feel if Christ would come in the form of maybe a cow or a monkey, someone that you cannot communicate with, someone that you cannot identify with? He come as one of us, flesh and blood, just like we are, so that we can identify it, so that he can bridge that gap, so that he can walk with us, so that he can talk with us, so that he can live the Christian life and show us a perfect example without sin. You know, he suffered just like how we are suffering. And the thing that I like with the birth or the coming of Christ, you know, is that he came so lowly. He didn't come to he didn't come like as one of those brilliant scholars we up there or whatever are. He didn't come as one of high esteem or whatever. He was so lowly. He eats with the poor, you know. He loves the poor. He ministers to the poor and go right up. So from in Jamaica, I would say from he's like from almshouse to king's house. That's how his ministry would extend from almshouse to king's house. And that shows us one important thing. Can you imagine, before I go to that important, can you imagine if he came as one that comes from Beverly Hills coming down? Nobody would want to accept him down in the jungle. They wouldn't want to accept him because they say, oh, you don't know what we're going through down here. You know, he's from way up there and whatever and come. No, he don't know what we're going through. But he's from way down. He was with the lowly.
Oh, yes,
You
oh,
know? So that when the gospel start to branch off with power and authority, everybody could understand him because he was with the poor and lowly. So when it would have reached the rich and famous, you know, it would have compassed the poor, and everybody is in that would be in that group, you know. So that's what I like with the gospel of Jesus Christ, is for everybody. No one is excluded
Oh, yes, oh,
from it.
yes.
You know, no one is excluded from it, and it comes without money. You don't have to pay money for the gospel. The gospel is freely given, freely receive, you know?
Amen.
Yes. So, one other thing that I want to point out, why Paul would mention that he is a descendant of David. He also fulfilled the prophecy of the Old Testament, ex especially the one that we in Isaiah 11, verse 1. You know, that Isaiah would promise that Messiah, that Savior, would come from the royal line of King David. You know, and 11, I'm going to read 11, verse 1, Isaiah 11, verse 1 and 2. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, a branch shall grow out of his
His
roots,
roots.
and the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding,
Understanding
the spirit of counsel and might, the
the
spirit of knowledge
knowledge
and the
and the fear
fear
of the
of
Lord.
Almighty God.
Amen.
And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he fulfilled all of that. He had the spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and the fear of Almighty God, his Father.
Oh, yes, Lord.
You know, and it shows that Paul is here now telling his Jewish audience, the king you have been waiting on is here.
Is here.
Descendant
Yes.
of David, the king
Hallelujah.
you have been
Yes.
waiting on is here.
Hallelujah.
That's what
Yes.
Paul is actually saying in those two verses that we'd have read. Those two, he said, the king that you have been waiting on, because Paul knew that the Jew was that is familiar with scripture. The Jewish people, they are familiar with scripture. The Old Testament, that's their foundation. The Pentateuch, you know, the first five books of the Old Testament, they know it, and they know it come all the way down. They are familiar with all the prophets and stuff, and they're familiar with it. So when Paul would have made mention that he's a seed descendant of David, a Jewish person would identify with that. It would bring back something to them. And when you'd have mentioned that he's a stem from Jesse, a branch that grew out of his root and stuff, you know, so it shows that yeah, that a human, you know, Christ is a human right there, you know, true humanity. This phrase also anchors Jesus in real history. It shows that he wasn't a ghost, it wasn't a myth, you know, it wasn't a spirit floating in the air. He was
No,
flesh and blood,
flesh and blood.
human being with a family tree, you know, born in a specific culture and a specific time, you know, according to the flesh. When Paul mentioned according to the flesh, this emphasizes that he was vulnerable, and he had mortality, you know. He experienced hunger,
Thirst,
and he was tired, and he was
tired,
thirsty, and he felt pain,
just as we are, oh
you
God,
know, and he eventually died just like any other human.
temptation like
Yeah,
us,
yeah.
temptation.
But looking at it now, why does all of this matter to say what Paul wanted to say to the Romans? He spoke a lot of stuff to the Roman church, you know, a lot of stuff, a church that he didn't form nor anything. And I think at one point he was asking them for assistance to go to Italy to spread the gospel as well. You know, further down, I think it's about chapter 12 or something. What? Why does it matter? Why does this physical attribute, our physical nature of Christ, why does it matter to present the gospel? You know, without this human lineage, Christ, Jesus would not be the representative for humanity. Without he had that human
Oh
lineage,
God,
he
thank
would
you,
not be a
Jesus.
perfect representative for
No,
us. As I was saying before, if he came like something else, like an animal or something or whatever, we are not able to
understanding.
identify him. He wouldn't able to identify us or whatever, or to
With him, with him.
we don't see that parallel with us and him. When he was hungry, you know, when you would walk through the cornfield with him, walk through the cornfield with him, and we'd pick some, corn, and we'd reap some corn even on the Sabbath day. When, you
Hungry,
know, yes,
hungry.
when we would say that, when we would feast with him, when we would touch him, when he would be in the boat with
Touch
us
him.
and sailing
Tired,
with us. And,
tired.
you know, and we would see that this man is real. And yet, a couple minutes from that, we would see him touching the blind eye, and the eye would be open. You know, his eye open, and he said, oh, this is the Son of God. You know, when we see all, you know, so he was here with us going through the same stuff that we're going through. So, yes. So we look at his divine nature. Now we're going to look at his as at his div as we look at his human nature rather. We're going to look at
Yes,
his divine
fine,
nature now. Appointed the Son of God in power. You know, his divine nature. You know, the second half of the verse would say, and who through the Spirit of holiness was appointed the Son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead. The Son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead. You know, this shift, this will shift the focus from his earthly, origin to his heavenly reality.
Heavenly.
You know, this is like a turning point. You know, the resurrection inch is the inch upon which you which history turns, the resurrection.
Amen. Amen.
If he came from that lineage of David and Jesse coming down and stuff, and he was birthed and stuff, and he lived among us, and he did perfect miracles and teaching,
Oh,
you
yes,
know. If he did not resurrect from that dead, you'd just be seen as a good teacher, a miracle worker, and perhaps a prophet. But the
Amen.
resurrection was the definitive stamp of
Turning
approval
point.
from God the Father. When he raised from the dead, that was a definitive stamp of approval from God the Father that Jesus is divine.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
so he was appointed, not became. He was appointed at that time, you know, appointed, you know, yes. So it's not like that at that resurrection when he raised victoriously from that tomb, you know, we see from that he raised in so much power and authority.
Authority.
Yes, he raised in power and authority 3 days,
Three
and he
days.
was out of there, you know,
Hallelujah.
alive and well. He ate with his disciples. He saw them. He angered them. Even doubtful Thomas,
With them. Amen.
you know, even doubtful Thomas could angle him, because Thomas was so doubtful that he said, "Man,
Unless.
the way I saw him beaten down on Friday, no way you can tell me on Sunday that he's walking." He said, "Unless I can angle
Unless,
him,
yes.
I can see the nail prints in his hands and in his side. Unless I
Can't
can angle his feet and see those nail scars, those
believe,
nail
can't
prints there,
believe.
I'm not going to believe." But Jesus showed up to him and
Weak,
said,
weaker.
"Angle me, touch me,
Look
see,
for
I
my
am he,
hands.
I
Oh,
am
yeah.
he." And not only did Jesus do that to show the power that he raised up with at his resurrection, Jesus would eat with them and
Amen.
digested his food to show that he's not a floating spirit, but he
Alive.
became alive.
Yes, came back to life. Amen.
He's alive
Amen.
forevermore. You know, death
Amen.
had no victory over him. He said, "Death, where is thy sting, O grave? Where is thy
The
victory?"
victory.
You know, it has been conquered.
Conquered.
So it's not something with the Spirit of God living in us now. This is not something that we as Christian should fear, because we have overcome through the blood
Oh,
of
yes.
the eternal covenant. You know, we are now people that are set free. Death should not dictate. You see, when the apostles in the first century, they understood that, you know, some of them, instead of to denounce
Faith.
their faith, they would be martyred for Christ, because they know that death is not the end.
Amen.
Death is
Thank
not the end
Jesus.
for the Christian. Death is
No.
not the end. They will be sawn. They'll be cut in two. They'll be torn between two oxen.
Jesus.
They tie them, one side of them on a cow and the other on another cow, and drive them apart so that they split in two.
Tearing to
And
Jesus.
they would still pledge an allegiance to the Lamb of God, no
Yes,
matter
the
what
Lord
would come their
Jesus.
way.
Yes,
You know?
Hebrews, the end of Hebrews tell you they hide in caves and they did all kind of things to them, but they never gave up.
They never gave up. They never gave up. The other day I was at a place with Christ, and I was he was saying to me. He was saying to me to this effect. He said, "You're not there until you're not at that place until you're willing to die." I said, "Lord, what does that mean? I am not at that place until I am ready to die." You know, as long as you see your life more important than serving God, you cannot come together in faith. That
Jesus.
way, you have to willing to die. You have to willing to give up your
Jesus.
all, your everything, so
Lord
that you be at
Jesus.
that mark where
Jesus.
Christ would need you. He said you're nowhere until you're ready to die. You know, what's your excuse of not dying? Is it a business that you think it's worth achieving more than heaven? Is it a future on earth that you wish to see come to pass more than achieving the splendors of glory? Is it not that Christ is more important to you, for you to behold him face to face, than to behold whatever misery that is this life would have to offer, the buffeting and the constant sickness and the constant hungriness in this life? Is it more deserving for us to meet our God face to face, see him as he is, honor him, hold him, walk with him down those streets of glory? Let him and David said he want to inquire in his temple. He want to inquire in God's temple. It takes a life. It takes us dying, you know, to this world, to this life, so that we can know him perfectly, perfectly well. You know? Yes, so the resurrection would declare and unveil him as the Son of God in power. It was his public inauguration,
Yes, oh
that
yes.
resurrection, you
Yes,
know.
oh yes,
So the spirit of holiness, this refers to the Holy Spirit. When Paul refers to the spirit of holiness, he refers to the Holy Spirit, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, is the spirit that validates his divinity. The same power that raised him from the dead is the same spirit that validates his
His divinity.
divinity. You know, and it shows there a contrast when Paul said, according to the flesh. You know, the flesh would speak of weakness. It will speak of morality, moral, mortality, and it will speak of the Davidic line. You know, Davidic, the line that he came from, the lineage that he came from. You know, but the spirit will speak of power. When Paul
Yes,
speaks of the
oh
spirit, he's
yes.
speaking of power, he's speaking of holiness, he's speaking of divine sonship. You know, why it matters. You know, if Jesus had stayed dead, he would have been just another failed martyr, revolutionary. You'd just be another failed one. But he is alive.
He's
He
alive.
is
Praise
victorious.
God. Amen.
You know,
Praise God. Praise
yes,
God.
that is something to give God thanks for. In verse 3 speaks of Jesus Christ, our Lord. This gives his full title, which combined two natures, the human and the divine
And
nature. You
divine.
know, Jesus is his human name, means savior. Yeah, it means savior, Jesus. And Christ, you know, is a Greek term for
Divinity.
Messiah, the anointed one. Christ, the anointed one of David's line.
Christos.
And Lord is a title of divine authority. It often used in the Old Testament to replace the name of God, Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Yeah. So by combining these, Paul asserts that the human descent of David is also the divine Lord of the universe. Amen. Yeah, he's the Lord of the universe. And so verse
Amen.
5 to 7 speaks about the grace and the apostleship and greetings again. It would say, through him we receive grace and apostleship to call all the Gentiles to faith and obedience in his name. You know, this just speaks of the mission, define Paul's mission, the nature of faith, and the identity of the believers he is addressing. You know, this sentence alone, when he speaks of receive grace and apostleship, it shows the who, the what, the why, and the how of Paul's ministry. He said, through him, we receive grace. Through him,
Grace
that is a source
through
of
him.
everything. Everything flows through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
if we as Christians is not seeing Christ as a source, we have missed the mark. And we have to reevaluate ourselves whether or not we are in the faith, because he is the source of everything. You know, we have to see him as the source. Paul is emphasizing that his authority is not self-appointed or are derived from human institution, but directly from the resurrected Christ. You know, he came face to face with Christ and would have known from which where his argument standpoint is. Grace and apostleship, he received grace and apostleship. That is the gift that he received and the office. You know, grace is a gift. Apostleship is the office that he holds. You know, God, grace would refer to God's unmerited favor. You know, before Paul could be a messenger, he had to be a recipient of grace. Before he could be that preacher man, Paul, or that great evangelist, or whoever, that apostle, he have to be a messenger of he would be a messenger. He had to be a recipient of God's grace. You know, remember his past persecuting the church and all of that. And not only did Paul receive the gift of grace, but he received the apostleship. And what does apostle mean? It's a specific office or job description. Apostle means one who is sent. You know, apostle means ones who is sent, not the ones who went, but the one who is sent by Almighty God. You know?
Ambassador.
Yes.
Yes, ambassador. Yes.
Yes, is a stewardship given by grace. You know, and the verse also mentioned to us the obedience that comes from faith. That's the gold. The obedience that comes from faith.
Through faith.
Yes. And it translates as theologically, it translates as obedience, the obedience of faith. You know, it would implies that faith is not just intellectual acceptance. True faith produces obedience. So if you have faith, if you say you have faith and you're not obedient to the word of God or to the voice of Almighty
Works
God,
for faith without
then
works is dead.
something is wrong. And conversely, true obedience is impossible without faith. You cannot be truly obedient unless you have faith. You know, you cannot be truly obedient unless you have faith. Anything that is done without faith is sin.
Not of God.
Yeah, anything that you're doing that is without faith is sin. That's how important faith is. I think we need to do a study on just faith alone, to how important faith is in the Christian walk. You know, Paul is preaching a life-changing trust in Jesus, not just a set of new rules. It's a life-changing thing. He said, and he also mentioned to the Gentiles, that's the scope of which of which he's addressing this sentence to. He said, Paul is a specific apostle to the Gentile. You know,
Yes, oh yeah, oh yeah.
he's specific to the
For the
Gentile. You know, the I think one of the thing he had to run away from the Jews and stuff because remember that he was on his way to Damascus to persecute as a persecutor and stuff, you know, and yeah. So Paul, stick around with the Gentile. He was called for the Gentile. So he had, there was a tension between the Jew and the Gentile believer, and that was dealt with, you know. So in verse 6, we saw where Paul would write, and you also are among the Gentiles who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. You know, so Paul now is saying, you are among the Gentiles. He's speaking to his audience. He's turned the attention from himself. I'm the apostle. I am the apostle. I am called by Jesus. I am that Jesus was of the seed of David, you know. So he turned from that now, and he turned he's speaking to his audience now. You know, he say, you are among the Gentiles. He acknowledged your background. Most of the Roman church were Gentiles. You know, the Jews were there too. History would mention Jew there in a minority. You know, so the call to belonging. Paul theology. In Paul's theology, a Christian is someone who simply decided to follow God. You know, he's not. No, sorry about that. He's not Paul's in Paul's theology. A Christian is not someone who simply decided to follow God, but someone who God first called. You know, first God, someone who God would first summon as a king and call them, you know, call them and stuff. You know, belonging to Jesus. He said they are no longer their own, but they have been bought with a price. We are now belonging to Jesus. So you'd have made that mention that we belong to Jesus.
Belong to him.
You know, we are no normal citizen anymore. We are the people of
Amen.
Almighty God. Amen. Any
Amen.
questions? Anything to add? Any questions? Amen. Everything clear?
Yes, 17.
Yes, Deacon, we're flowing, we're flowing.
Hey,
Yes,
bless the
yes.
Lord, bless the Lord. Yes, I didn't even realize that we're at 9 o'clock and we are just at number three. Yes, we are just at what?
I'm
Yes.
number seven.
Brother Everton, I was muted. I just wanted to add that in the first seven verses, Paul is just introducing his as Greek. Sorry, he greeted the people and he's just introducing himself. So he's getting to the nitty-gritty now of what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yes.
That is starting from verse 8.
Yes.
That is starting from verse 8 when we start out
Yes.
into the meat of it.
Yes.
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 You
Yes.
know,
So,
why he's talking, he has written to
yes.
them.
This is just an introductory part
Yes,
of
he just
that.
introduced the whole thing to them.
Yes.
Yes, there's a lot. There's a
So,
lot that is said.
next time we have to start from verse 8.
Yes. Yes,
It's
there's a lot.
really a powerful letter.
My, my.
Yes, it's
I'm
powerful.
telling you. Hey,
I'm here.
Minister Lynette.
Well, Brother
Go ahead.
Everton, where he said, we know the gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ, his birth, death, and resurrection. So in that we can see the provision that is there, that is Jesus, right? He's the center of everything. And we have to respond. The response is by faith. And then the proof for us is the resurrection. So that's what he was saying about the gospel in the first part there of Romans 1.
Yes.
That's the gospel. That's the gospel.
Yes.
The gospel, the provision, and by faith, and then the proof is the
Yes.
resurrection of Jesus Christ. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Faith is belief. It's
Belief. You
belief.
have to believe.
Amen.
Faith.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it's the way Paul would introduce this book. romance, you know, it shows the meat. It will show the meat that we're gonna get further down in it. You know, the strength that we're gonna get from it. You see how much verses he take to introduce it, to show his intent and everything. You know, identify himself with the people and everything, and telling them what he's about. You know,
To
so
delve into.
yes, so they'll know, I'm guessing, or nothing further down next week, God's willing, we're going to look at he said that he's not ashamed of the gospel.
It is the
You
power
know,
of God unto
yes, it is
salvation.
the power of God unto
Power of God unto
salvation.
salvation.
Yes, and we realize that in that first century, it was a stigma going on around, because the Sadducees and all of them that they were among, and the Pharisees, and
Pharisees.
you know, some theologian who said the Pharisees are those that are too far to see, and the Sadducees are those that are too sad to see.
To see.
You know, he was in that sect, and the Sadducees, they did not believe in resurrection of the dead
No,
or anything,
so
you
sad.
know, nor angels, nor nothing like that and stuff. And so Paul presenting the gospel in that type of setting would pose a threat, possibly most likely to his life, because there he don't understand. It's not like the Pharisees and the Sadducees gonna have it written on them. Maybe they would have certain behavioral pattern that would dictate that they are on that side or whatever. You remember when he was up against the Sanhedrin, when he was there, and he run out of defense for himself, and right away the Holy Spirit would remind him and say, tell them that you present something to stir up the Pharisees and the Sadducees together
Yes, put them at
and
naught.
stuff.
Yes, oh
Yeah,
yes.
and
Divided.
they leave Paul out of it now, and they start to fight against
Fight
one
against
another.
themselves. Yes.
Yes,
True.
yes, yes. So it's that type of setting Paul was presenting the gospel message. We are supposed to be so blessed to know that we are not in that type of setting today.
Amen.
We can
Amen.
present the gospel message. You know, we can present the
Thank
gospel
God.
message and
Thank
stuff
God.
right through, you know. Yes,
Amen.
so it's really a blessing for us.
Amen.
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 Yeah. Any
Amen.
other feedback before we call Sister Eva to close off for us? Amen. No, not Sister Eva, but Sister Candy, to give us the reminders and stuff. But I am so, what do you call it now, motivated to share the gospel of romance to you. You know, it has so much in it, and I know that it's going to sharpen us some way or the other. It's going to relate to our situation some way or the other, and there's much strength we can get from it. So I'm encouraging you to come on out, you know, and read up about it. Read up about it, you know, and so we can all participate in it and stuff. Just spend time and just, you know, maybe read 2 verse or 3 verse at a time and stuff. You know, don't just read it through for completion's sake, but just spend time and let it minister to you. Because
True.
I'm telling you, I never look at it this way until I'm doing the studying on it, realizing that every verse is it. No word in the book of God didn't just write there just for writing's sake.
No.
Everything
No.
have a reason why it is there, and it's for us to dig into it. And when we dig into it, it causes us to be planted right where we dug, right at the spot where we dig into the
Don't tell
word,
you
where
the
we
word
get new roots. We get new
you
roots in
came to
there.
put,
You know,
but
if you just
therefore you got
glance,
to deliver word there.
yeah, if you just glide through it, you won't have any root in the gospel. You won't have any root in the word of God. You have to dig deep so that you can stay planted where you dug, right in that spot where you dig out. You can stay planted, and you can put your root down further, you know, and is there you're going to stay where the healing water flow.
Amen.
You know, you're going to be there where the healing water flow, and you're not going to be there waving with everything that
respect
not
of
going to be
that
able to,
thing.
you're not going to get upset with every little thing that normally you get upset about, because now you're rooted.
I'm
You have
grounded.
a you have seen the bigger picture. You have seen the light, and that light you have been you are in the you are reflecting the light of Christ, and you realize now that you're not your own, but you belong to Jesus. You realize that, what people are looking at on the outside, it doesn't mean the world to you. What means everything to you is Christ and Him crucified and His
Is hope of
resurrection, is the
glory.
gospel of Jesus Christ, the hope of God. I give God thanks. I give God thanks. I
Amen.
give
Thank you,
God thanks.
Jesus. Amen.
Yes. So good to see you, Brother Vinton. Bless God for you. God bless. God bless. All
Amen.
right,
Thank you.
Sister Candy, are you ready?
She said, I'm shining the pony.
Hi. Good night.
Good
Good
night,
night,
Sister
good night,
Candy.
Candy.
The reminders for
Good
tonight,
night.
on behalf of the leadership of Faith Defenders Bible Study Group, I am pleased to welcome you to yet another Bible study. Our mission is Faith Defenders Bible Study Group mission is to bring the hope of the gospel to our community and beyond. We are a non-denominational group dedicated to knowing Christ deeply and making Him known. Through the authority of Scripture, we study to grow in wisdom and to actively share our faith by inviting others into a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ and to build His kingdom one person at a time.
Yes.
Our vision statement is to see a transformed community where the hope of the gospel reaches every heart. We envision a growing body of believers rooted in the truth of God's word, who are actively and personally sharing their faith, expanding the kingdom of God one person, one small group, and one transformed life at a time.
Oh, yes.
For those who
Amen.
were able to attend our midweek fellowship last Thursday, we had a refreshing time reflecting and our study on our study and on end time prophecies. If you missed it, the replay is available at www.prayerportaltoheaven.com. Come out this Thursday at 8 p.m. on this same platform where we will meet the legends of faith. You will see the advertisement in the group. Again, this will be hosted by our partner ministry, Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministry International, on this same link. It promises to be a blessing. Post it on your status and invite everyone you know. Looking forward to seeing you all on Saturday at 8 p.m. for our regular Bible study. Have a productive week winning souls for Christ by the lives you live and the words that you speak. I'll now hand over to Sister Ava to close off in prayer and to do the benediction.
Amen. Amen. Good
Amen.
night,
Bless the Lord.
everyone.
Good night, Sister
Good
Ava.
night, Ava.
Good
Good night.
night.
Bless the Lord,
Bye.
oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless
Yes.
his holy name.
Yes, the Lord.
It is always a blessing when we are in the presence of the Almighty God. It's a privilege when we can talk about his goodness and his plans for us.
Amen.
Yes. So
Amen.
when we take a look back over our lives and we think of his goodness and what he has done for us, we have to be thankful for his grace and his mercy that has brought us this far.
Amen.
Maybe our situation may look impossible, our burdens may be too heavy to bear, or even our circumstances might be wearing us down. So the struggle is real. So let us be mindful tonight that our God is our God is our burden bearer. He's our very present help in times of trouble. He's always
Amen.
there for us. So let us give thanks. Amen. So let us pray.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, as I come before you tonight, I am thankful and grateful for your tender mercies and your loving kindness towards
Yes,
us.
Lord.
Amen.
Even when we don't deserve your love, your forgiveness.
Thank
You
you,
still
Jesus.
forgive us.
Thank you,
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
You are still looking out for our best interests, Lord. You are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end.
Amen.
Oh,
You are
God.
the author of our stories. Mercy rewrote our lives.
Oh,
You are God
Jesus.
of all creation, Lord, the creator
Hallelujah.
of heaven and earth. I give you all the
Oh,
glory
God.
and honor because you are worthy to be praised.
Oh,
Amen. Father,
Jesus.
if we have sinned and come short of your glory, please forgive us,
Forgive
Lord.
us,
I
Lord.
know that we are not
Hallelujah.
worthy,
Forgive us,
Jesus,
Lord.
but because of your loving kindness and your tender mercy towards us, you still give us grace.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Yes,
Lord Jesus, for sustaining us. Thank you, Jesus, for providing for us, for making
Oh,
ways when it
Jesus.
seems to be no way.
Oh,
Thank
yes.
you, Jesus, for everything that you have done and what you will still do for us, Lord.
Yes,
We
Lord.
embrace all that you have in store for us, Lord. Father,
Hallelujah.
I know at times it is not easy to walk this journey, but
Thank
tonight, Lord, I pray for your guidance and
Yes,
protection over
Lord.
this ministry and the man of God. I pray that
Oh,
you will
Jesus.
elevate this ministry like never before, Jesus. We look to you for all that we need in this ministry, Faith
Yes,
Defenders
Lord.
Bible Study to make it work, Lord.
Oh,
Open up
God.
doors, Jesus, like never before.
Yes,
Doors that no one can close,
Oh, yeah.
Father. I pray
Yes,
that you
Lord.
open up the floodgate of heaven and pour your blessing
Hallelujah.
into this ministry like never before. We
Hallelujah.
thank you, Jesus, for many blessings you have in store even now.
Yes.
Father, I pray
Yes,
for your
Lord.
divine protection as we go our separate ways. Cover us from our going out and our coming in.
Yes.
Remind us
Hallelujah.
each day that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath, Lord. We are high and lifted up, and we are
Thank you.
children
Oh,
of God.
Jesus. Yes.
Father,
Yes,
you have
Lord.
given us the full armor. So
Yes.
help us to overcome the dragon that is standing
Hallelujah.
in our way,
Yes.
Lord
Yes.
Jesus. You are
Oh,
the
God.
truth, the life. So we look to you for
Yes,
everything,
Jesus.
Lord, that we will
Hallelujah.
never, ever need in this life to make it right with you,
Yes,
to
Lord.
walk your perfect
Oh,
will, Lord.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus, I pray that you will continue to minister to our hearts. Help
Yes,
us to
Lord.
let go and let you in each
Thank you,
day, Lord.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
I
Yes, Lord.
thank you, Holy Spirit,
Oh,
for what
Jesus.
you are about to
Thank you,
do
Jesus.
in our life, even now,
Oh, mighty
Jesus.
God.
I
Thank
thank
you,
you,
Jesus.
Jesus, the plans
Yes,
for you
Lord.
have for us, Lord. I
Thank you,
thank you,
God.
Lord, for newness, oneness, and
Hallelujah.
togetherness,
Oh,
Lord.
my
I
God.
thank
Yes,
you for
Jesus.
peace in the valley. I thank you, Jesus, for open doors even now. I
Yes,
thank you
Lord.
for healing and restoration even now, Jesus. I
Hallelujah.
thank you, Lord Jesus, for provision, for supplying all
Jesus.
our needs
Yes,
according to your
Lord.
riches in
Thank
glory,
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Have
Yes,
your
Lord.
way, sweet
Take
Jesus,
over.
in and
Hallelujah.
throughout
Yes,
us
Lord.
as we depart
Yes,
from
Lord.
this Bible study,
Glory to
Lord,
God.
but not
Oh,
from your word.
Jesus.
In
Yes, Lord.
Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Praise
Thank
God.
you, Lord.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
Thank
you,
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Thank
your
you, Lord.
name,
Oh,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, mighty God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Glory
Jesus.
to God.
Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
you,
The
Jesus.
burdens, Jesus.
Thank
Oh,
you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look to your Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Pronounce
Jesus.
benediction every
Thank
time.
you, Jesus.
Praise
And for the
your mighty
benediction,
God.
may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
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 Amen. Bless the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Great things He has done. You
Amen.
know,
Amen.
go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere
Everywhere.
that Jesus Christ
Is
is
Lord.
Lord. I just
Amen.
pronounce a blessing upon you, family of God, this evening, and I thank you all for your zeal in knowing
Thank you, Lord.
about your foundation. You know, because if we don't know that is on Christ, the solid rock we stand,
Done.
you know, all other ground is sinking sand.
Thinking down.
The only way we can, the only way we can stand in time like this, if we stand in Christ. Amen. Any
Amen.
other ground,
Amen.
any other where you're planting is going to be in vain. You have to plant
It'll be on
on,
sinking sand.
yes, in Christ. Amen. So invest your time wisely. You know, study to show thyself
Yourself
approved.
approve.
Yes, you know, and know for sure that if, you know, if know for sure that Christ is in your vessel.
Yes, Jesus,
Amen.
help us, help
Yes,
us,
if he's
Lord.
out of it, put him in there this evening. Make Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior.
Amen.
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 Yes, as we go, greet one another. Brother Cavell, bless God for you. Yes, Sister Kayan, to God be the glory. Welcome, everyone. Sister Shanique, bless
Yes.
the Lord. Sister Elisha, my God, bless the Lord for you.
The Lord,
Bless you
everyone,
as
be the
well. Thank
glory.
you.
Have a good night. See you.
Good night, everyone.
Good
Good night.
night.
Bless the
Good
Lord.
night.
Good
Good
night.
night.
Good
Good
night.
night.
Good
Good
night.
night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.